Okay, Rav Osim. The topic of today's shiur is Be'inyan Ritzui Chaveiro Lufnei Yom HaKippurim, which means the idea of one making amends with his friend who he did some Aveira Ben Adam LaChaveiro, and now he wants to do tshuva. And as the Mishnah says here on Pehem Adays, that Averish ben Adam Lamokom Yom Kippur Mechaper, and Averish ben Adam Lamokom Yom Kippur Mechaper, but Averish ben Adam Lachavero, in Yom Kippur Mechaper Arshe Yiratza as Chavero. Until one, Yom Kippur is not going to be Mechaper unless a person is Maratza as Chavero, he asks Mechila from his friend. I think this is the most neglected mitzvah. You know, people, you know, there's always, you know, Seres Yimei Tshuva, there are always a lot of tshuva drushes and a lot of things about tshuva and analysis of tshuva and this. But the basic concept of, you know, Achi Yiratzas Chaveiro, I feel very often is lacking. I'd say most of the shailas I get during the Seres Yimei Tshuva are more about, can I eat Cheerios or can I eat this type of cereal, because people have the minhag that they pass Akum during Seres Yimei Tshuva, which is noble, and I'm not taking away from those shailas, but the core is sometimes missing. It happens to be just last night, a young lady called me up asking me about a shaila of this type of shaila, you know, which is not the norm. You know, so Baruch Hashem, you know, people do ask, but I think it's so neglected, this idea. Sometimes it's just people don't realize that they did an Aveira Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. So obviously they're not going to be Maratza because they don't even realize. So part of it has to do with self introspection of, you know, being very careful how we speak, how we, you know, but in the end of the day, you know, you can be in shul the whole day on Yom Kippur, but if you weren't Maratza Chaveiro, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper Ad Shiratza Chaveiro. The Poshup Shot, it means Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper on Averis Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. In other words, Averis Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. There's an opinion, on the Ein Yaakov, there's a parish called the Rif. It's not the Rif of Rav Alfasi, it's the Rif of Rav Yoshio Pinto. So he says a pshat that Yom Kippur is not mechaper even averus ben adam l'makom if you don't make good with adam l'chaveru. But that's not the simple pshat. That's good for a drasha, and it's a good idea. And you can say the poshut pshat is mitzvah ben adam l'makom. So you just do tshuva with you. That's with you and God. You mechal Shabbos, so have harata kabbalah. You won't do it again. That's you and the Rebbeinu Shalom. Mitzvah Ben Adam L'Chaveiro is a separate. The Poshut Pshat is it's two separate things. I mean, on Hashkafa, we like to teach people, rightfully so, that you're not considered a religious Jew unless you excel in both areas. And but in terms of the Poshut Pshat and the Halacha, I'm not convinced that what Rav Yoshio Pinto and. And I think others also have, I've seen, who have, you know, critiqued that shita. But it's a good shita in Hashkafa. There's a sefer that came out. What's it called? Dovke B'Tshuva, something like that. I think it's called Dovke B'Tshuva, if I'm not mistaken. Basically, what they did is they took the Rambam, and that's the top part. And then they wrote on Hilchas Tshuva. And then they wrote a Mishnah, this fellow, I forget the name of the person, a Mishnah Brewer on the Rambam, you know, like a Mishnah Brewer type and a Bir Halacha type. You might call it different things, a Shartzian type. And on And then, after the person wrote the Sefer, he gave it to Reb Chaim Kanievsky to look it over. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky made comments on the sidelines. So sometimes he'll write Nachon, so something he wrote. Sometimes he'll write Pashut. Sometimes he'll write Einu Mestaber Klal. You know, and he gave basically a report card to the whole. When I first saw the Sefer, I thought Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote the Sefer, because Reb Chaim Kanievsky has written these types of Sfarim on the Rambam in Zroim, where he uses the Rambam, his Machaber, so to speak, and then he wrote Mishneh Berurah, but he didn't. So there's one thing he wrote, this fellow, and he got a Nachon from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And I was discussing with Rabbi Tuck when we were. In other words, what does it mean, Achiratzes Chaver? Does it mean that you have to memoratze him, and then he has to accept your ritzui? What if he says, I'm not mochel you? So do we say, well, you did your share? You. In other words, what does it mean, Achiratzes Chaver? Does it mean you all you have to do is make the attempt? Or does it mean that that no, it's not enough that you made the attempt, it means that he has to, you miratza him, and he's misratza. So this fellow who wrote the Sefer, he claims, he doesn't have such big rias, he just says, the diak he wants to say is that the Lashon is Asher Yeratza es Chaveiro, it doesn't say Asher Yisratza. So he wants to say that it's enough that you did the initiative of asking Mechila, even if he wasn't Mochel you, and he got a Nachon from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So Rabbi Tuchman was asking me, very much Tuchman, does it mean, because there is a procedure, we'll see in Halacha, that if he wasn't Mochel, you have to go back again, and it's a whole, so does he mean that you have to do that whole procedure, and then if he wasn't Mochel, that's what he means? Well, he just means, Hachirat Es Chavero, till you made that one initial thing, and Mitzad, the Kapar of Yom Kippur, you'll get the Kapar of Yom Kippur, and you'll still have to, Rabbi Yudin showed me, Rabbi Swerdlov pointed out to him to look at the Prechadosh, and Rabbi Feldman has in the Sefer, and the Prechadosh says that when you violate Adam Lachaveru, you violate also Hafta Lecha Kamocha. So therefore, you need Kapar, and that's a mitzvah from Hashem. So maybe you need Kapara, to get the kapara for Ahav Tolecha Kamocha, you have to also first, the friend has this, you have to maratza him. So what if he says not? So it could be that according to this fellow, that you'd still get the kapara of Ahav Tolecha Kamocha, or maybe one could argue on this thing that this person wrote, even though he got a nachon from Chaim Kanievsky. But I think it's a great sefer, whether this point is the Pashup Shad or not, but he definitely got a Nachon from Reb Chaim Kanievsky on this thing. Yes, someone wanted to...
Based on your topic's question, would we be able to say that maybe during the rest of the year this process applies, but if you're asked for Mechila, maybe during that Sarsmei Tshuva, in relation to Yom Kippur specifically, then this idea might apply, if you just have to ask once, could we say something like that, but during the rest of the year?
The what?
If you're asking for Mechila during the rest of the year, then you have to go through this process. But in
right, you won't could see it.
Really leading up to Yom Kippur.
Could be off to just one time. Right, so that's what it's mashma for me from what this fellow was saying. One could argue, like Rabbi Tuchman was saying, maybe Asher Yiratza means, and he's Misratza. That was like an obvious, Rabbi Tuchman said it could be that's obvious, it wasn't even what's stated, not that you make a diet. That's an interesting question.
Yiratza means to appease, so just asking him once, it seems to me not exactly appeasing.
Right, okay, one could be, but it's an interesting question. It's an interesting question. Okay. Now, there is a Mishnah in Bava Kamma on page 5. And Tzadi Beis. Says, Aval Pishu no sin lo. It was what? He was, say, Chovel Bechaveiro, perhaps. and he paid him the payments that he has to pay him, ein nimchol lo, achi yakesh mimenu. He's not nimchol until he asks mechila. In other words, the payment is not sufficient. Shenema v'atoch hashev eishus ha'ish. Right, so with Avram and Avimelech, so it's mashma, he says, you know, you have to daven to him, you know, it's more than just giving back the, you know, hashev eishus ha'ish, give back sorrow, v'yispal v'atcha, you know, it's more than, so that's what the Mishnah says. So there is a page 11, sefer called Halachas Uminhage Marash, Rav Sholem of Neustadt. This is an old sefer, and it's quoted in the Bach. The Bach quotes this sefer, and this, I think, is the very important nekuda. He said, "Od dar shemishem bevakish mechila mechaveru posha negdo." Sorach lefarish b'shas ha-mechila oso p'shia. There was little kids, always, oh, you mochel me, mochel me, you know, mochel, mochel, mochel. Mochel what? So, he says, you have to say that I did such and such thing against you, this avla, and you have to mefarish what it is. And that's what he says. And this Vort that he's saying is quoted in the Bach on page 13. It says, "Latzasi hamavakish mechila shapasha kinegdo tzarach lefarish b'shasa mechila ozapshia drashas marash v'chein iker." V'chein iker. So he gives the approbation to this drashas marash. Now, most of us didn't hear of Rav Sholem of Neustadt, right? We heard of the Bach, and he. And then there's another famous person who, two other famous people who give their approbation to this this vort of Rav Sholem of Neustadt, and that's the Magen Avraham and the Gra. That's pretty good. So, and then we're gonna see how, you know, we'll see for more. But if you take a look at page 14. Magen Avraham usually starts on Sifkat Naalath, but sometimes he has a precursor to the Sifkat Naalath. So here he has a precursor to Sifkat Naalath. He says, "B'shas mechila tzarech lefaret hachet shechata lechaveru." That b'shas mechila, you have to say the chet. You have to say the chet. Sarach lefaret hachet shechata lechaveru. Now, if you look, the Vilna Gaon on page 15, Ayin Magen Avraham, Reish HaSimon, Shas Mechila, right? That's Vehu Gemara Diyuma. He says he thinks it's a Gemara. So you never heard of Sholem of Neustadt, but you heard of the Bach, you heard of the Gra, you heard of the Gemara. So the Gra saying it's a Gemara, obviously it's not going to be as mefurish as we would think it is, but he thinks, the Vilna Gaon thinks, based on a Gemara, that's included in what the Gemara is saying. Let's take a look on page 2, on the Yuma Pei Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Rav Rami Ksiv Ashrei Nisoi Pesha Kisoi Chata. One pasuk in Tehillim says it's good not to publicize your averus. Quite. Kisoi Chata. Ksiv, the other pasuk says in Mishlei Mechase Pshav Lo Yatzliach. Right? That you're supposed to, you shouldn't cover it up. So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, Habachet Mefursim, Habachet Sheinim Mefursim. It depends. If it's a chet that's Mefursim, so Rashi says, Tolo Sheyodav Yispayish Lo Yichbobo. Because it's already Mefursim. If it's a chet Sheinim Mefursim, so Rashi says, Chet Sheinim Lo Yigalachetom. Because then it's lack of kovet shemayim to say that you did such a thing. But then the Gemara says, Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia gives another answer. Am Rav Nachman kam ba aveiro shabein odom l'chaveiro, kam ba aveiro shabein odom l'makom. That bein odom l'makom, that's kisoy. Bein odom l'chaveiro, not. So therefore, that's what the Vilna Gaon is saying. So bein odom l'chaveiro, that's when you shouldn't cover it up. So therefore, when you're asking mechila, you should say what the aveiro was.
Rashi's pshat doesn't sound like the bra. Rashi says you're talking to Rabin, not talking to the bra side. The bra side, I'm telling the yafi.
Right. But Michael's saying that from Rashi it's much with question whether you mefarsim l'rabim. Here you just mefar to that person. But I guess the Gemara feels that it's included in that idea.
But
right. Yeah, but I guess once you're telling it to someone else, then here the question of mefarsim means even mefarsim to one, another person, even to that other person. Now, the Mogen
Avraham disagrees.
What?
Mogen Avraham apparently disagrees. He said they.
No, we didn't get up. Wait, one second. So the Mogen Avraham quotes the Bach, but then he adds something. V'nirali dim chaveru mizbayish b'zeh. Back to page 14, the Mogen Avraham says v'nirali dim chaveru. Page 14, v'nirali dim chaveru mizbayish b'zeh lo yifrod oso. Meaning you're supposed to be mefarit. But if it's going to cause busha, then not. But if it won't, then you should. It's not that he's negating what he said before. He's qualifying. He's qualifying what he said before. Now, so there is a famous machlokus that people say over between the Chofetz Chaim and Rav Yisrael Salanter about if you spoke Lashon Hara about somebody. And so are you supposed to ask Mechila for speaking Lashon Hara? So the famous Chofetz Chaim, here it's in the Shmiras HaLashon, he says, page 21 on the top, Kafilu im chaveiro eino yodea adayin klal mizet. Sarach legalos lo masha also negdo shalom kedin. In other words, even though your friend doesn't know that you spoke to Lashon Hara, he's supposed to tell him to do tshuva. So that's the famous Chofetz Chaim.
Tell him that you spoke Lashon Hara in the, like, as a category.
So it goes Masha Osa Negdo. What do you think it means?
Question is, do we say the thing before that we don't want to be Busha?
One second. So there's a famous thing from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, where Rabbi Yisrael Salanter supposedly didn't want to give Haskama to the Chofetz Chaim, to this his Sefer and Shmiras HaLashon, because he disagreed with this Psak. Because he thought that, no, if he doesn't know, you know, you don't know won't hurt you, right? So now you're going to make him feel bad that you know, so you're causing him tsar, so you have no right to cause him tsar, so therefore he held that no, that if you spoke Lashon Hara about somebody, and he doesn't know, so good. So keep it that way. Now, the question that Rav Sternberg is going to point out is how does this Mogen Avraham work with this Chofetz Chaim and Rav Yisrael Salanter? First of all, you never hear people quoting the Mogen Avraham in this context. The reason is because most people never saw this Mogen Avraham, because as I told you, this sif is the sif that people are very weak about. The Pas, I told you, Pas Akum is more common than the Sif and Shulchanar, the Simon and Shulchanar. So why aren't they all quoting the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham? There was someone who suggested that this is maybe like the Shimon. This is like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. So it's not Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, it's a Magen Avraham. Okay, maybe he was just quoting the Magen Avraham. So Rav Moshe Sternbach, Moedim Uzmanim, on page 25, thinks it's not the same. That on the bottom, that the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Zvort and the Magen Avraham Zvort are not Hainuhach. What does he say? So he says, Magen Avraham Reish Simen Tov Revov Isa B'Shem Habach Shetorach Mufaret Hachek Shechotach Negro Hain Shem B'Bur Agro Shem B'Etzim Higmar Mufureshes Humosif HaMagen Avraham V'Nir Lidim Chavei Mispayish Lo Yifru Kein Chorah Divrei Hagor Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Mufureshem Kvar B'Magen Avraham. Right? What's the whole Vel quoting Rabbi Yisrael Salanter? They should be quoting the Magen Avraham if they would know the Magen Avraham. So he says no. Rak HaMagen Avraham Mati B'Mokom Busha Shalom Far V'Agor Rabbi Yisrael Mati B'Mokom Tzar. Some want to say that there's a difference between Busha and Tzar, but he doesn't think it's a difference. But he thinks like this. He says, he thinks that Magen Avraham's case and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's case are two different things. Dahainu. Shem Magen Avraham Mayri Shechaveiro Yodea. In other words, Magen Avraham's talking about a case where you both know Reuven did something bad to Shimon. Reuven knows what he did. Shimon knows what was done. Everyone knows what was done. Now you're asking Mechila. So you don't have to bring up, you don't have to say it again. He knows. And it'll cause, uncomfortableness to bring it up. So just say, will you be moch on me? And Rachel Mesmaishkin Maskiros on Tame Yidin. Wazel, that's a Magen Avraham. That's good enough. That, in other words, you were Mavakish Mechila, even though you're supposed to be far it, but you weren't, that's good enough. But Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, he says, Pashtus is talking about a case where the guy didn't even know that you ever spoke Lashon Hara about him. Therefore, he's not going to. He says, so he's not going to what? He's not really going to get a kapora, because he's not going to say what he did, or just say bochumbi in the general sense, or he's not even going to say anything. But there, he's going to lose out on his kapora. But so Salanter says, you have no right to get your kapora on somebody else's cheshbon. In other words, you're going to cause tzar for someone else, so you can get kapara. Yeah, that you can't do. But in the case of Magen Avraham, you'll get full kapara. You'll get kapara because both of you know it's just uncomfortable. So that's why one could argue with Moshe Sternbach and say maybe Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is just saying over the Magen Avraham. But on the other hand, one could say this distinction. Now, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, but I think what's important to see over here is that this childish notion that people saying are you mochel me, mochel me, mochel me, is really a mockery of the whole tshuva. Unless it's going to be misvayish, and so every case has to be looked in that way. And then in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down from the Gemara on page 14. Haveru shebenodem haveru, in yom kippur mechaper, and sheyuvatsenu. Afilo hiknito ela bedvarim tzarech lefaisel. Right? Even if he only spoke to him, you know, he didn't steal from him, he didn't beat him up, he said not nice things to him. He says, Zofais. Him eino mispais barishono yachzo v'yelech pam shniyo shlishas. If he doesn't accept the first time, he has to go a second time, third time. V'chol pam yikach imo sholosh anoshim. You should do it with three in front of three people. Vim eino mispais with shlosha pavim eino zokuchlo. So after that, then you're off the hook. And then he says on the next page, Umurabo tzarech leilo kama pavim. Then we'll see the Ramah. We'll look at the end of the Ramah. He says, Im hotzi olav shemra. Ain't tzarech limcholo. So that's from the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says if somebody is motzi shemer on somebody, he says he makes up a fabrication about somebody, and so you're not mechuyev to be mochel him. It's not mechuyev to be mochel him. That's the Yerushalmi here. Look on page 9. I mean, this is how does the Tamer Shalohotzi, last three lines, Shalohotzi lo Shemra. Aval Hotzi Shemra, ain lo Mechila Olamis. If you're Motzi Shemra. Well, that's an amazing thing.
Is there anything else
about
that same concept too?
I don't know. I have to think about that. But that's what he says, ain lo Mechila Olamis, yeah.
Yeah, the whole idea of having
Yeah.
Like no one ever. I've never ever seen anyone.
Right. I mean, because usually, in other words, I don't know if you're mechuyev. In other words, if you can do it yourself and he'll be mochel you without those people, then he's mochel you.
So you're only doing that to be patur from.
Yeah. In other words, you're doing it is to try to get him to be mochel you. So you bring in those people.
Is the Magen Avraham talking? Is it on a presumption that the estate was Mesezer, or it was not known to the original to the person, or was it that, like, what's his pashas coming from? That he was sinned against, and now he's embarrassed, or he didn't know, and so if you're going to apologize to him.
In other words, so if you want to learn, the Magen Avraham talking about you didn't know, like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, yeah, so then that's like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Yeah. If you're saying the other way is that no, just you make him feel uncomfortable. You know, I know what you're talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Just say Michael and Shkari. There's also an interesting point in the page 17 in the Makor Chaim. Makor Chaim is by the Chavos Yair. He wrote a perush on the Shulchan Aruch. I remember when it came out. It came out like 30 years ago. I remember Rav Shechter was excited about it when it came out. Now some Shulchan Aruchs, the Friedman Shulchan Aruch has it in back of the volume. Came out originally as a couple of red volumes, and now the new Shulchan Aruchs even put it inside. So he says, "B'zei b'fnei rabim tzarech b'chila b'fnei rabim." There was you can't mevaze somebody publicly and expect that you get mechila privately. Because if you mevaze somebody publicly, you have to ask mechila publicly. So he has that I understand. The second part he says is a chiddush. Because mokum biyut sagi, afilu acherim. He says 10 people are enough, even if they're not the same people. Rabbi Tokman pointed out that b'zman hazeh with the internet, so that you know the opportunity of being mevaze berabim is very great. But as Rabbi Tokman pointed out, maybe the mechila could be, you know, but you have that opportunity. I think Rabbi Tuchman said as well that the mechila berabim, as Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, also could be. But you can't say like I embarrass somebody publicly, so I'm going to go and ask him mechila, because if he's a berabim, So that's mechila b'nei rabba.
I don't know if it's a word, but could we, like, on the very good listing, like, basically, there's like this whole, like, just going around asking people for mechila, could we apply that same principle that we have by Taurus Nadarim, where we basically say, we don't know of anything, but if we might have possibly done something that.
I'll get to that. Take a quick look on page 22 and 23. There's a sefer called Kol Ram. Kol Ram is a sefer in Chumash, the Divrei Torah from Rav Moshe Feinstein, which preceded Darash Moshe by many years. I'm sure many of you heard of Darash Moshe. That was more recent. But the Kol Ram, when I was growing up, the sefer was Kol Ram. And this was written by Rav Avram Shlomo Fischelis Satzal. His brother is Rav David Feinstein's son-in-law. And this is the brother of the son-in-law. And he wrote, and he says that Rav Moshe Feinstein said, Pshat in the Pasuk in Vayigash, Vayomer Yosef Alachav Gushuna Eli Vayigashu. Ani Yosef, Achichem, Shem Bechartem Osi Mitzrayma. So what is he's saying? Ani Yosef Shem Chartem Osi Mitzrayma. Why is he adding that in? Because he says that when you give mechila, just like when a person asks mechila, he's supposed to say what he did wrong. You're supposed to be mocha, a mochel for. In other words, the mocha and the nimchal supposed to be mefaret. And then he says that's. Then at the end he says that's the Magen Avraham. In other words, it's not this joke. Oh, mochel, 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 ba. Ani Yosef, there's a famous piece of Yudin, I have in my sefer, Rabbeinu Bechai says that he really was never mochel them, and that's why we have the Asar Haruge Malchus. Let me show you another idea. Okay, let's take a look now in the Gemara on page 3. Yuma Pezayin Amral. Four lines from the bottom, with about the bottom arrow. Four lines from the bottom, in the middle. Rav Havale Milsa Bahadeyahu Tabcha. Rav had some type of falling out with a shoichit. Not necessarily the person you want to have a falling out with. He had a falling out with a shochet. So, lo also lekamei b'malei yom haKippurim. So he was expecting that the shochet would come and ask mechila, and he didn't come. On erev Yom Kippur, malei yom haKippurim means erev Yom Kippur. So Omer iu ezel ana lefizulei. So he says, so I'm going to go and. So maybe once I'll go near him, so he'll see me, and then, work it out that way. So Pogabe Rav Huna. So Rav Huna saw Rav going, he said, what are you doing? Amalei Lehecha Ka'ozilmar, where are you going? Amalei Lefisu Leplanya. I'm going to, to try to get Shalom with that guy, with the Shoichet. So Amar Ezel Abba Lemikta Lenafsha. He says you're going to kill him. Why? Because in other words, he knew. I think Lemikta Lenafsha Achshav Hu Manisha Lemorabas. I think the Hebrew art school interprets also that he knew he's not going to ask Mechila. So now you're making it worse for him. Ozel Vakam Yilave, and. So he went to him, and he was chopping. And he looked up, he saw it was Rav. He said, I have nothing to say to you. But the Sheikh had said to Rav, I have nothing to say to you. So then as he was chopping, the bone hit him, shook it, and he killed him. Killed he got killed by the bone. Well, so let me ask you a question. This is the question that has to be asked. And that is, if Rav had this thing with the shochet, right? If Rav had this thing with the shochet, and so obviously he's ready to be mochel him, right? So what does he have to come to him? If you want to be mochel, so stay home and mochel him. Why do he need this whole thing? I'm going to go and he'll see me. Da da da. So it's brought down in the Sefer Tshuva of Yosef Cohen. This is the grandson of Rav C. Pesach Frank. And others bring this idea, but he says from, I think, Rav Itzela Blazer, from Koch Veor, this Talmud of Rav Yisrael Salanter. He says, you see from here, I don't know if I put it in this packet, you see from here that, Rav Gutman has, you see from here, a big yesod, that the kapara, this whole kapara is not from the mechila so much. It's from the fact that you machnia yourself to the person, that you went to the person to ask. That busha causes the mechila.
So,
yeah. So if you don't do that, so even if somebody's mochel, it could be it helps a little bit, but the full kapara for the is based on going to the person and asking mechila.
Would you say that Rav Moshe's reasoning is also based in this idea? Meaning
yeah, that's
the
same.
The other guy also has to say something. It's not just you can't.
Right. So yeah, that's part of the idea that you have to mefarei. One second. Yeah, you look in the Mata Moshe place on page 18 of Gutman quotes it. Second arrow. Says the Mata Moshe, the Roy Shanomer Shahalicha, Lefayis, Lefnei Achayv, Shameis, Ein Bahem of W. Dirach, Shalom Yedech, Ma'atzel Fayis, Olov, Vizos Habusha, who Bizoin Hain Lechape Olof, Shechato Lechaveiro, Hafil O Nikdo El Bidvarm. So that's the idea. That's why he was hoping that at least, okay, maybe he's not going to go to him. He's going to go to him totally, but it's the going to him, the hachna, is part of the kapar. And if you're not machnia yourself, so then he's missing the kapar because he could have just been mochel him at home. But the going is the yeah.
You can say maybe that like calling people, texting, email is not a good way to get mechila. You have to go.
Yeah, that's what Rabbi Yudin thought. Yeah, okay. I mean it's a lower level. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says, you don't get the full nicham aveilim over the phone. But if you have no choice, so you do it over the phone. But the ikra kapara is going yourself.
Question: I've seen the story outside, and I got the impression as Rav Simon explained it, that the butcher had offended the Rav, and the Rav wanted him to give him more opportunity to ask the chila. But the Russian here from the Fayyus today looks like there was a dispute, and one of the reasons the Rav was going to him was to be the Fayyus the butcher. So in that case,
you're
giving him for his
side
of it,
right, if you say like that, yeah.
What else can you have in
his end
words?
And
this is what
you
say, right?
Yeah. Now take a look here on page
27
for a second.
Yeah. Does that mean that really every Ben Adam has a Markham aspect? Because if I forgive my friend, even if he wasn't not me, I'd stop him, then I forgive him. So, then, meaning, why would the
Tachanah
be necessary if I forgive? Unless it's also a
Bein Adam. Right, okay, you could say it like that. That's definitely a way of formulating it. Take a look at page 27. For, so this is the same for Chaim Lachag, Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman of Williamsburg, Satmar, Big Talmud Chacham. So he writes an important point. He says, we have a minhag that we say Tefillah Zaka. Right, and the Tefillah Zaka, we mochal everybody. He says, "Inei bezmaneinu nispashet b'harbe kilos lomer b'erev Yom Kippurim im chashech Tefillah Zaka shetikim ba'al chay odom zatzal sham nichol benusach Tefillah demochal as kol odom shechota kenegdo chutz mitviyah tzmavon sheyochol hotzi hayden din Torah." We call mochem nirosh any yochol smochol tzeizi dechovas pius. In other words, you know that your friend says Tefillah Zaka, and you know you ba'avolt him. But you know, he's always there in shul saying Tefillah Zaka, so maybe that could... So he says, no, you shouldn't rely on that, because the Tefillah Zoyin Amoyal Olam Shum She'ef Shechata, the whole point of that Tefillah is Shechata Keneged Echem Yisrael V'Nela Mimenu V'lo Yoda. Pashto says that's only to rely on for things that maybe, you know, somebody did something against me, and he forgot about it, so I'm giving him Mechila. But if you know you did it, so you shouldn't rely on... So that's the idea. Okay. Let's look now in the Gemara in Yuma, another Gemara on page 3 at the bottom of the bottom page Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Gemara, yeah.
We say in the Ravon Shalom before we go to sleep tonight, it seems like we're saying Bema Shogi, Bema Mezid, it's mashma that he wouldn't know if he did something to someone else.
Right, but we're saying that that's the lowest level. In other words, that still shouldn't exempt you from, you know, if somebody knows that he did something to...
Somebody doesn't know he upset you. I mean, he knows he did what he did, he just assumed that you were fine with it and you weren't.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a group of people that I'm around fairly often. I don't remember ever doing anything that needs mechila, but chances are I probably did something to one of them that needs mechila. I shouldn't go around and say, you know, if I did anything
wrong. No, because because when people will do that, then when they actually do something wrong, then, you know, in other words, when you do, you know, you do something, you don't have to be neurotic and say, oh, maybe I did something to you, maybe I did something, because then you make a mockery of the whole piece, and we saw the Bach, the Magen Avraham said you even have to mefaret the chet, unless there'll be busha, you have to even mefaret what you did, as we saw before. Yeah.
If you say, if you have a mefaret to the degree I spoke Lashon Hara about you, do I have to go into the detail? Or just say
So that was the discussion of the Rabbi Chafetz Chaim and the Yisrael. So in other words, even according to the Chafetz Chaim, I don't know. You mean you have to look at the Lashon of Chafetz Chaim and see how you understand it. Okay, let's see the bottom line on page 3, page Zayin Amud Aleph, the last line. Rav of a Pasuk Sidra Kamei the Rebbe. You know, in those days, they didn't have the printing press, so not everyone had their own sefer. So you go to a Rebbe, he's going to say a shir, so he had one copy of the cloth or whatever, and he's going to read it. So Rav of a Pasuk Sidra Kamei the Rebbe, so he was saying over the parsha in front of Rebbe. So Rebbe was listening to what he said. So Ayel, next page, also Reb Chia. So you know how it is when you give shir. There's always somebody who walks in 2 minutes late. So you feel bad. The guy walked in 2 minutes late. So you start again. Because if he missed the first 2 minutes, he's not going to understand the next 30 minutes. So, you know, this happens all the time. So you start the shir again. So that's what he did. He started reading it again because he felt bad. Also Reb Chia Hadol Reisha. So he started again. Ayah Bakapara. So Bakapara came even later. Hadilaresha. So he went back from the beginning again. Azar Rav Shimon Barabi, Hadal Reisha. Azar Rav Chanina, Rav Chama, Amar Kuli Hai Neda Venezel, Lo Hadar. So when the next, when he came in, Rav Chanina, he didn't go back. So for everyone else, he went back. And if he didn't go back for him, Ikpid, Rav Chanina. So he had a kepeda. That he, in other words, he didn't show him, that everyone else he showed the Derech Eretz for, somehow, I guess he must have known that even though he came later. And for him, he didn't, so he was Makpid. So Ozel Rav Lagabei, Tleser Mala Yom Di Kippurim. He went for 13 years, every Erev Yom Kippur, to ask Mechila. It's a big yisod. In other words, you think Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, there's no expiration date. Bein Adam, you know, L'Chaveiro. You know? So he wasn't mortal, so he went back. So, V'lo'ifayis. So first, the Gemara answer, Hechei Omer Hochei, Marav Yosef B'Chanida, Kolam Vakish, Meldu M'Chaveiro, Al Yavakish M'min Yosef M'Sholosh Pomim. Because why did he have to ask so many times? After three times, it should be sufficient. And then Yotze Yechiv. So the verse says Rav Shaini. So Rav was, you know, was Rashi says Machmir Hayom L'Atzmo. But you really don't have to. So that's from the perspective of Rav. Why he asks Mechila so many times? What about from the perspective of Rav Chanina? What about the perspective of Rav Chanina? Why wasn't he Mochel? Rav Chanina, Hechei Omer Hochei, Omer Rav Kol Amavir Al Midosav, Ma'avir Lo Al Kol Pshav. No. Right? You should... So the Gemara says, El Rav Chanina Chel Machazilei L'Rav. He said the reason why he wasn't Moichel Rav, because he had a dream. The Zakfu Bedikla. In other words, he was put on top of a date tree, Rav, in his dream. And the Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah, the Chol the Zakfu Bedikla Reisha Havi. That anyone who's going to be on top of the date tree, so that shows that he's going to be the next president. He's going to be the next Rosh Yeshiva. He'll be the one on top. So that's why he had a dream that if you have a dream about Rav, that he's going to. So why wasn't he Mochel? So Rashi says like this. Listen very carefully. Look at Rashi. Ra chalom al Rav shatalu bedekel v'simen nesias rosh gedula. It means the Rav is going to be the next one in charge. Rav Chanina Rosh Yeshiva haya. Rav Chanina was the Rosh Yeshiva. So now there's a dream that someone else is going to be. So that must mean that he's going to have to be Nifter. Because for the next one to be in charge. Rav Chanina Yosef Barosh Kshro Chalom Zeh HaRav Dog Lamavis, the fish aim alchus no gas mechaverta. So therefore, Omar et chaya mechacha of Yivrach lebovel. So in other words, he says, I'm not going to be mochel him. So this way, he won't become the Rosh Hashiva, and I won't have to die. And this way, he'll go to bovel. And that's how the Rashi interprets it. But look in Shulchan Aruch now. Look at Shulchan Aruch on page 16, Rabosai. So he says that there was a person. Look at the Ramah. V'amochel lo yachzori milimchol. Im lo shebechavim l'toras l'tovas hamavakish mechila. In other words, if somebody asks mechila, so you should give him mechila, unless you feel that it could be for his tova. And the other thing is, imhotzi shemo, as we said before, in tzarich limchol. So look at the Taz in Sif Cotton Base. So the Taz says an unbelievable thing. He says that he says, why wasn't he mochel him all these years? Why wasn't he mochel? He says, so look at the third line. Mori b'chami, pirish, the third line, the Ramo, farshag rosh, rabbi chanina rosh, rav yel rosh, v'yul of tzarchit tzibur. That is, if a person is on the head, so he's, anyone the head of an organization, it's a big yoke. So he says, if Rav is going to be the Rosh, he'll be involved in Tzorchei Tzibur. So if I mochel him, then he'll be the Rosh Yeshiva, and then he won't have time to learn anymore. So therefore, I'm going to do him a favor. I'm not going to be mochel him. This way, he won't be the head of the institution, and he'll go to Bavel, and he'll learn more. So it's to his benefit. So that's another interpretation. Okay, Rabosai. I think the idea, just to review what we discussed, is that I think one of the most neglected mitzvahs. I told you, most people during Aseres Yemei Tshuva are asking, "Can I eat Cheerios or cornflakes?" Or what's the proper thing to? But the thing that we should focus on more is what Bein Adam L'Chaveiro we need to rectify. And a lot of times we saw in the Gemara that somebody felt that they were slighted. He went back 13 years on Erev Yom Kippur to ask mechila. And you know, we stand in shul for the whole day and we clap al chet. But the Gemara says that if we didn't do the prerequisite of going to our friend and asking mechila, so then all those alchets are not mechaper. And that's, I would say, probably the most neglected part of the... You know, in other words, we're not lacking on shiurim about tshuva, and we're not lacking about tshuva drushes. Some you can have tshuva drushes, but the actual doing it is the hard part, the actual doing of the tshuva. And I think that the idea is that, you know, let me tell you the following. See, Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So let me explain to you how I think Rosh Hashanah is the introduction to Yom Kippur. Because, and this I think is a big yesod, listen carefully. Rosh Hashanah, we see Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, the Shaloh HaKadosh said, why did the Jews have to be in Mitzrayim? What was the limud that we had to be in Mitzrayim? It's, we were taught in Mitzrayim how to be meshabed ourselves to somebody else. In other words, everyone wants to be free. Everyone wants to be their own boss. No one wants to be machnia to someone else. So when they were in Mitzrayim, they were machnia themselves klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now they can machnia themselves klape Mitzrayim. So now they can take that midah and be machnia themselves klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think the same thing is by Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is what? Is Melech, Malchus. You have to be machnia yourself to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now we can learn, you know, the Reishis Chochma says that when somebody's going to die, one of the things that you're going to ask in Shamayim, besides all the things the Gemara says, is Himlachta Esreacha. Did you make your friend into a melech? There's Ramban writes, whenever you speak to somebody, this is the Ramban in the Geras Ramban, says you're supposed to always speak to somebody what? That hu lamala va'ata lamata. Always speak up to somebody. Never speak down to somebody. Because you don't know, even though you're maybe more accomplished, more smarter, wealthier. But who knows, Klape Shemaya, who's really greater? So always speak to somebody. So Memela, Rosh Hashanah teaches us the Hachnot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now we're ready for Yom Kippur, because the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we're supposed to machnia ourselves to our friends and say, maybe I did something wrong, and you're the Melech, and I didn't treat you properly. And therefore, machnia yourself to this. Let me tell you one vort. I think it's a big yesod from the Hanhag of Moshe Rabbeinu, and I think this is the whole yesod of Beit Adam L'Chaveiro that you learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu. And let me say like this. The pasuk says Va'aloscha Ish Moshe Onov Mikol Adam Asher Al Pnei HaAdama. He was the biggest Onov. So there's a Hasidish sefer called the Noam Megodim. It's a great sefer. He says, you know what it means Mikol Adam Asher Al Pnei HaAdama? It means like this: that certain people, when it comes to their relationship with God, they understand that God is greater than them. But when it comes to their relationship with other people, they feel they're greater than everyone else. Ish Moshe Onov Mikol Adam Al Pnei HaAdama means even in interpersonal relationships with other people, he was an Onov Klape Kol Adam Hasher Al Pnei HaAdama. That's number one. Number two, there's a sefer called Atzei Chaim. You probably never heard of it. The Atzei Chaim was the Satmar Rebbe's brother. You should know, all of Satmar today is the descendants of the Atzei Chaim. Rabbi Aaron Teitelbaum, Rabbi Zalman Leib Teitelbaum, to all his grandchildren. The Rabbi Yol Teitelbaum doesn't have any live descendants. The Rebbe, Rabbi Yol, the Atzei Chaim, his brother, all the descendants of his brother are on the leadership of the community today. So he died, the Atzei Chaim, when he was in his 40s. He wrote a sefer on Chumash. So he says like this: the Rambam says that Moshe Rabbeinu, he gets nevuah at night when he's sleeping, and even when he's up in the day, you know, conversing with other people, he could get nevuah. The other nevi'im only get what? Nevuah at night, when they're sleeping. He says, why is that? So he says, this is the yesod. Because to get nevuah, you have to have a measure of ashras hashchina. To get ashras hashchina, you have to have a measure of what? Anava. Other people, the ikar anava is when they're in bed. Because when they're in bed, it's them and God. So between you and God, you understand that you're much lower than the Ribbono Shel Olam. You can have the anava. But when you're er bein anoshim, so you think you're greater than them. So then you don't have the proper hashras hashchina to get nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu, ish Moshe onov mikol adam. That even though Moshe Rabbeinu obviously was more accomplished than everyone else in the community, he's the one who was mekabel the Torah. He's the one who was the leader. But yet he had the measure of anodav mikol adam asher al pnei adama, so he could get nevuah, says the Atzei Chaim, even when he's er bein anoshim. And that's the hakdama of Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, to get to prepare for Yom Kippur, we have to be meratzes chavero, and we have to think if we did something, and we should always think of the Ramban, to never speak down to a person, always feel whoever he is, he's the guy, the janitor in the street. You're much more accomplished than him. But who knows, Klapei Shemaya, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges people, the Taras Halev of somebody, even though he's not as accomplished as you, or not as intelligent, or not as wealthy, or everything like this. And therefore, that's the Hachana for Yom Kippur. Is Ein Yom Kippur Meratzeh, Ein Kippur Mechaper, Adshe Yiratzeh, Eschaveiro. And it shouldn't be just a joke, or Yimochumi, or Yimochumi, but it's a real concern that everyone should have. And Be'ez Hashem, with this, we should all be Zocha to a Gemar Chasima Tova. Amen.